Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Yud Gimel, a Guten Tainus Esther. So we know Tainus Esther is the only fast day that is the only fast that we generally have Muktam, that we have earlier, like we do this year. All the other fast days, the Gemara tells us that Akdume Peranusa lo Makdaminan, we don't make the fast days earlier because we don't want to have Peranus, we don't want to remember tragedy earlier. But Tainus Esther is obviously not connected to the Chorban. It is not Mishum Peranus. It is not a sad day. It is just a serious day. Serious day that we're supposed to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and think about the Hester Panim, and that he really is in charge behind the scenes. That's a day that we should all take some time today to be able to internalize the messages of this day and realize the fact that it's earlier means that it's a different kind of fast day than the other fast days. Okay, just one correction from yesterday when I misspoke. I mentioned yesterday about how Adar is the 12th month, is the only one with that's the mazel the mazel is twins, is ta'omim, but really I didn't mean that it was twins. It's the only one that could be formulated in the singular, and it's formulated in the twin formulation, meaning dagim. It's fish, dagim, and dagim, you could have said dug, but instead it says dagim, which is plural. That's what hints to the double nature. But everything else, even mosnayim, wait, you can't say mosen. There's no such thing as a singular mosen. Or any of the other ones that are plural is just because you can't have a plural in those. So it's no raya that's a double. Masha enkit here could be dug, but it's dugim. That hints to the double nature of Adar. Okay, that was related to the Tosfos yesterday. Now we move on. Says the Gemara Gufa at the two dots. Gufa, Amar Shmuel, Ein Ma'abr Netzashana Biyom Shloshim Shel Adar Hol V'roy L'Kovo Nisan. We are not Ma'aber the 30th day of Adar. Why? Because it's already fit to be Nikva as Nisan, right? That was the mistake that we spoke about yesterday of Chizkiyo HaMelech, right? You can't be Maber. Got to do it earlier. Got to figure things out earlier. Ibru Hamai, what if they were Maberit, right? What is the, what should be done? Does it work? So says the Gemara, Amar Ula, Ein Makachet Es HaChodesh. If they want to be Maber, so then they shouldn't, they want to add on a month, then they shouldn't sanctify the month. Ein mekachin es achodesh. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Ein mekachin es achodesh. Lomar mekudashu la'adar asheni. Don't, even though it's the 30th day of Adar Rishon. So because it's roi to be Nisan, and you really shouldn't be ma'aber, but if you do, this is what you should do. You shouldn't say mekudash about Adar Sheni. The kibbut, the roi, lekvo Nisan, karina beze Nisan ve'nachar Nisan. It's really fit. So what do you do? Elashaski. Just don't say anything. You can't be Makadesh this month for Adar Sheni, so just don't do anything, says Rashi. So you have Adar Isha beforehand. Everybody will kind of secretly know that it is Adar Sheni, right? You won't sanctify it though, and then a month later, we will sanctify the following month as Nisan. That is Shitas Rashi. Just be Shosek. Yes, the Yad Ramah. What? What does that help? Today is Royal Kovo Nisan. What does it help whether you're Makadesh or you're not Makadesh? We know. If Bezdin Shalmata is not Makadesh, then Bezdin Shalmal is Makadesh. So what exactly is Rashi talking about? V'hai Pirushat, the Yad Ramah quotes Rashi, and then it says, V'hai Pirushat to me alone, I don't understand it. Hash Danami Deshaski Al Karcha Ikvel Elishem Nisan, V'yakati Karita Bey Zed Nisan V'nachar Nisan. So I don't understand that pshat. So he quotes two other pshatim. He says, number one, v'ika de misaimi ba. He says, maybe that atayin de makaj de chodesh lo lehevi yarcha ba'adfei nafshe. An amazing pshat. Maybe what it means is, the language of the Gemara again, that says, ein makaj es achodesh, don't be makadish this month, don't really have an adar sheni. What does that mean? V'avdinan le yarcha aricha bar shisin yomen. Have 1 month, 60 days. That's what it means. You want to be it's so late in the game. You want to be Makadesh you want to add on a month, but it's already the 30th day. It's too late. It's already Roy for Nisa. So you know what? You can't make a new month. Just extend the previous month. Extend the status quo. Make a 60-day month. Unbelievable. Says the Yad Ramah, Upirish Zeh, Eno Kedai Ladaktik Bo. I don't even have to comment on this one. Delo ashkechon yarcha tvei mitlasen yomen veichitazak adaita delevid yarcha bashisen yomen. I don't even have to comment on this, but he quotes it. But he quotes it as an opinion, even though he then says it's crazy. I don't know where it comes from. But he quotes Rashi and he has a kasha. He quotes this one and he says, I don't even have to comment on this. But then he says, Vesu, he does comment on it. Vesu behed yitran. It says in Rosh Hashanah, in the name of Blaz Vert Sadduk, we had it yesterday, that kfar kitshua shemayim, da alma michiyavar yom shloshim, velo kitshua, ikdish lemimelov yom shloshim yecholoshim, chodesh acher. So he quotes other pshatim, but this is a difficult line in the Gemara. What does this mean? That royal lekovo nisan means that Rashi says you just don't sanctify it, keep quiet, keep the status quo going. That's enough of a prevention of the violation. And the Ad Ramah has the suggestion, which he rejects, that you have a 60-day month. A 60-day month. Hava mina the Ad Ramah, Adaf Yud Beis. Fascinating. And then you have, he says, Yesh Befarshim, you try to give other pshatim to the line, but this is what the Ad Ramah suggests. Okay, back to the Gemara. So, again, the 30th day you should not be ma'aber. What if you did? So you shouldn't sanctify it. Kid Shumai, what if you did? What if you did sanctify it? So Amar Rava Batel Ha'ibur. Rava says if you did sanctify it, then it's no good. You violated, and if you violated, it wasn't good even b'di'evet. Rav Nachman Amar Me'ubar U'mekudash. Rav Nachman says b'di'evet, it works. Even though it's the 30th day, it works, right? And that's what we discussed yesterday from Chizkiyo HaMelech. He had to do tshuva, but if he didn't accomplish anything, why did he have to do tshuva? But this is what Rav Nachman holds, and that's what we hold. Me'uber Mekudesh. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman. Rav said, yes, Rav Nachman, 1 minute, you say it works? How could it work? Michdi, mipur yelapiska tlasin yomin have. Purim to Pesach is 30 days. Umipurya darshita b'hilchas ha-Pesach. And from a Purim, we already start learning Hilchas Pesach. Ditanya, sholim b'hilchas Pesach, kodim ha-vedah shloshim yom. We start learning Hilchas Pesach 30 days beforehand. The Mishnah Berurah quotes earlier poskim, in the first siman on Hilchas Pesach, they should start learning Hilchas Pesach at the Purim Suda. Right? Gotta remember this for Sunday. Right, gotta start learning Hilchas Pesach on the Purim. I told my Talmidim to remind me. Right, so that the you gotta start learning. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. It's a kiyum, right? To start learning. So you always. So the, what do we usually learn? We open up the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch. What's the first halacha in Hilchas Pesach? You start learning Hilchas Pesach 30 days before. Is that the Purim Suda? Okay, good. That's the halacha. Right, but that's what that's this daf. Excellent. Siyata Deshmaya. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Shtei Shabbosos. Rav Shimon Gamliel says 2 weeks. And v'chimati. So this is Rav Nachman being told by Rava, v'chimati reish yarcha, and if Rosh Chodesh comes, marchikin le, we then distance Rosh Chodesh, we make another month, asi lezolzule b'chametz. It's a big problem, because Purim was already 2 weeks ago, and people started giving, the rabbis started giving their drashas already, because shloshim yom lefnei achag, they started having special shiurim for Pesach, and then you're going to make Pesach a month later, people aren't going to hear about it, they're going to think Pesach is Pesach, and therefore they're going to make Pesach 2 weeks later, on what is really Tezvav Adar Sheni, and then the next month, they're going to eat Chametz on Pesach. It's going to be terrible. So how can you do this? So answers Rav Nachman, no. Amale Meida Yadi, Deshasa Ma'avarta, Bechush B'Natalia Milsa. People know that the Bezdin's figuring out whether there should be another month or not. People know that Bezdin does that. The Amri, Chush B'Nahu De Lo Salak Lahu. No, they're making the Chushbin, the Rabbana Nahashta. They'll announce that people hear about it. He's not worried. Rav Nachman is not worried that people will not hear about it. Period. Couple of points. First of all, as the Gemara says, Purim, even though we did Purim already, right? They did Purim on Purim. And now they're going to have to do Purim again. Because we paskin that Purim has to be in the Adar that is close to Pesach. That is what the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah, and that's what we will fulfill next year. Next year, when we have two Adars, we're having Purim in the second. The only idea of the first Adar is that we don't say Tachron on Yud Dalet and Tesvav Adar Rishon. But other than that, we do it on the second Adar. Why? What is the reason Makdivin LeMitzvos? Right. So the Gemara says because we want to be Mekarev Geula LeGeula. We want to put the two geulas, the geulas of Purim and the geulas of Pesach together, and therefore we do it in the seconds. We do it in the second Purim. There is a big discussion in the Rishonim, a little bit already, about this idea of learning 30 days before the holiday. Sholem, Shloshim Yom, Kodim Lachag. Right, we start learning about Pesach 30 days before. We start learning about Sukkot 30 days before. So there's a problem, because if you look, that's one Gemara. It appears in Sachim. It appears right here. But then there's another halacha. The Gemara in Maseches Megillah. All the way at the end, the last few lines of Maseches Megillah, the Gemara says, Sholem V'darshin in Yono Shel Chag B'Chag. Supposed to learn about the Yontif on the Yontif. So which is it? Are we supposed to learn 30 days before? Are we supposed to learn on the Yontif itself? So which is the true halacha? So there is a Ran. The Ran in Maseches Megillah, the Ran there on the Megillah Daf Lamed Beis, says the real halacha is on the Yontif, on the Chag. That's the real halacha. You're supposed to study, learn about Sukkot on Sukkot, on Pesach. What does it mean 30 days before? There's really no such halacha. You know what it really means? It just means that if two people come to ask the rabbi a question, and both of them ask at the same time, there are different halachas about which question the rabbi answers first. If one comes first, the rabbi answers that question first. But if they both come at the same time, right, the rabbi opens the door, and there are two people at his door, and he says, who came first? And they said, oh, we came together. So he said, okay, what's your Shiloh about? What's your Shiloh about? If it's 30 days before the Yontif, and one of the questions has to do with the Yontif, it's right, it's today, and somebody comes and asks about Purim, and somebody asks about Tisha B'Av, you know, the rabbi has to answer the question about Purim first. That's Shloshim Yom Lefei Achag. That's all it means, Shoel Ke'inyin. It defines what is called a Shoel Ke'inyin question. That's it, that's the Ran. The first Bir Halacha in Hilchas Pesach discusses this Ran and says it appears to be incorrect. Other Rishonim don't say it, and he says, look at our Gemara. Our Gemara doesn't seem to appear about a Shoel Ke'inyin. It sounds like Lemaisa. They're discussing Shiurim of Pesach. That's what's going to mislead people. So it doesn't sound like that. So that's why most Rishonim do not accept the Ran, and therefore you have to give other answers. How do you get out of the problem of Shloshim Yom Lefei Achag versus Sholim Hilchos Pesach B'Pesach, Hilchos Sukkos B'Sukkos, Hilchos Chag B'Chag? So other answers given. The first Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Pesach discusses this. He quotes all the different opinions. The Beis Yosef says maybe it's Pesach versus everything else. Sholem Shloshim Yom Lefei Achag maybe applies to Pesach. There's so much of Hilchos Pesach to discuss, and there's so much to learn about. There are more preparations than any other Yontif, so therefore, maybe Dafka Hilchos Pesach. That's Shloshim Yom, and in Yonu Shalchag is the other Yom Tovim. The Gra, based on a Gemara in Brachas, the Gra says maybe it's Pesach and Sukkos versus Shavuos. Pesach and Sukkos also have a lot of halachas. So, because you also have a lot of halachas. I remember one time, one summer, I think I mentioned this before, I was in camp, and I saw Rabbi Neuberger used to be the Rav of camp with a Mishnah Berurah, and he was learning Hilchos Sukkos. I said, Hilchos Sukkos? Rabbi already did Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? He says, no, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you don't have so many shilas that you get, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. How many shilas? Okay, you get the fasting pregnancy shila. So you get that 20 times. But other than that, like, how many shilas do you get Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Not so many, right? No, not too many people ask, how do I blow shofar? Right, I want to hear these shvarim and not those shvarim. Not so many sukkos. So many shilas on sukkos. Sukkos about the, I want to use this as a wall, and is this kosher, and it's many, many shilas, is this high enough? So sukkos, that's what he said, I do sukkos first, because I just want to make sure I get through it. But that's the Gra. The Gra says you have Pesach and sukkos versus Shavuos. That's another answer. Another thought, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, maybe the difference is halacha and agada. Shloshim Yom Lefei Achag, you have to learn halacha. You got to know the halacha before the Yontif. You can't give a shiur on Hilchos Sukkah, on the middle of Sukkos. It's too late. Mashenkin, on the Yontif, that's Agada. That's Drush. That's the messages of the day. That's the Musar of the day. So maybe that's another answer given between these days. Okay, that is a little discussion of Sholem V'Darshin, Hilchos Chag B'Chag. Let's continue now. Says the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. Amr Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Okay, we got it now for this Amr Aleph. We got to put on a little bit of our math brain, or at least our calendar brain. Here we go. Amr Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Shmuel many times is involved in all of these calculation gemaras, right? The gemaras in about the Tkufos and the gemara about Birchas Achama, as we'll talk about hopefully as him later. But Shmuel says, Ema Abrenes Hashana. Ela imkein ha'isa tekufa chaseira ruba shel chodesh. We know there are four seasons in the year, four solar seasons. Every 3 months, Tekufas Nisan, and then Tkufas Tammuz, and Tkufas Tishrei, and Tkufas Teves. Those are the four seasons that we have. And we like to have, as we'll see, Pesach in Tkufas Nisan, and the Yomim Tovim of Sukkos, of Tishrei, specifically Sukkos, in Tkufas Tishrei. Right, Pesach in Nisan, and this in Tishrei. Sheshmuel says, when are we Ma'abar the Shana? We're Ma'abar the Shana if the Tkufa, the previous Tkufa, the Tkufa of Tammuz, what does that mean? It means Tkufas Tammuz takes with it Rove of the Chodesh of Tishrei. If Tkufas Tammuz falls out, the Kamarubash HaChodesh Shisha Asar Yom, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, if Tkufas Tammuz falls out on the 16th day of Tishrei, and therefore Tkufas Tishrei only starts off on the 17th day of Tishrei, that's too late. It's too late, because then what's the 17th day of Tishrei? 17th day of Tishrei is the second day of Chol HaMoed. Second day of Chol HaMoed, that's too late. As we're going to see, Rabbi Yehuda is going to be of the opinion, you got to have the entire Chol HaMoed in the Tkufa of Tishrei. And therefore, if Tkufas Tammuz is Chasera, how do you translate that? It just means it's still Chaser. When you come to Tishrei, it's still Chaser, Rove of the month, meaning Rove of the month has to go with Tkufas Tammuz. Tkufas Tammuz. If it's too short, Tammuz of an Elul. So therefore, you got to be Ma'aber. You got to be Ma'aber. They know when the equinox is, when the solstices are. When you figure it out, when it is, that we know. Those are the four seasons exactly when the months start getting shorter, start getting longer. When the moon and the sun, all the solstices and the equinoxes. That's Shmuel. So Shmuel says, I don't know if there's solstai. There must be a fancy English word for that. So that's Shmuel. So Shmuel says, Lamaisa, if Tkufas Tishrei falls out on the 17th day, it's too late. You got to be Ma'aber, you got to move it back. Fine. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Echad of Esrim Yom. No, it's not the 16th, isn't the crucial day, it's the 21st of Tishrei. If Tammuz, the Tkufas Tammuz falls out on the 21st, meaning Tkufas Tishrei only starts on the 22nd, so that also it's too late. It's too late, you got to be Ma'aber. What's their source? V'shei Mikra Echadarshu. Chag Ha'asif Tkufas Hashana, Pasukim Mishpatim. The Chag Ha'asif, the Chag of gathering of Sukkos, has to be in the right Tkufa, Tkufa of the Shana. So, what do we darshin? So, first of all, both of these opinions hold that Chag Ha'asif here is talking about Chol HaMoed. Now forget the first day of Yontif, because you cannot gather on the first day of Yontif. Chag HaAsif means the Chag HaAsif, but only the part of it that you could actually do Asifa, which means the Chol HaMoed. So, Mar Savar Kulei Chag Be'inan B'Tkufa Chadasha. The first opinion, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you have to have the entire Chol HaMoed in the new Tkufa. So, the new Tkufa, if the new Tkufa has to have Chol HaMoed, the first day of Chol HaMoed is the 16th, so you got to go one day back. Got to go one day back, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Umar Savar mixes Chag Be'inan B'Tkufa Chadasha. And Rabbi Yossi goes, no, you need at least one day of Chol HaMoed. So as long as you have the 21st, which is the last day of Chol HaMoed, so Shana Rabba, so that would be good enough. Period. Asks Rashi, and this big Rashi, so not just Rashi flows. Why don't you just add on a day to Elul? Wouldn't that make things simpler? Instead of having to add on a month? If they already see, what's the whole discussion here? In Adar, they already see that next year the Tkufas are going to fall out in the wrong spot. They're going to be a day off. So just add on a day to Elul. Wouldn't that be much easier? Instead of having adding on a whole other month, add on a day to Elul. Right? Elul's 29 days, make it 30 days. That's Rashi's Kasha. Ask Rashi, you can't do that. Why? Because if you add on a day, that will mess up all of the Lo Adu Rosh Halachos and Lo Bedu Pesach. We know Rosh Hashanah cannot fall on certain days of the week because you don't want to have Yom Kippur on a Friday or on a Sunday. So that would be messed up if you just add on one day. So ironically, it would be easier to add on a whole month then to just add on one day. That is Shitas Rashi. Also, part of that, Rashi doesn't quote it, but we have a Misora that, from the Gemara in Beitza, that Elul is never 30 days. Elul is always 29 days. Elul is never Maleh. Right? Why is that important? That's a discussion in the poskim in Simin Tav Kuf Pei Aleph. Where does it come up there? Tav Kuf Pei Aleph was where the Tur quotes the minhag of blowing shofar throughout the month of Elul. We blow shofar the whole Elul. The Torah quotes three reasons. Why do we blow shofar the whole month of Elul? Number one, right, the most famous reason, to mix up the Satan, right? The Satan is confused. Number two, to wake us up for tshuva. Right, I want to do tshuva. And number three, because Moshe Rabbeinu, the third time he went up to Har Sinai, he went up on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and he came down on Yom Kippur 40 days later. We don't want to miscalculate again. We don't want to make a mistake like we did by the Egel. So we blow shofar, starting from the first day, 40 days, all the way until Yom Kippur. That's the third reason. But the poskim point out, according to this, there are two things we don't do properly. Number one, we don't go all the way to Yom Kippur. If this is the svara, we should blow during Aseret Yemei Tshuva. We don't blow during Aseret Yemei Tshuva. If you want the 40 days from Rosh Chodesh El to Yom Kippur, so we don't do that. Okay. We stop at Rosh Hashanah. Maybe during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, we'll be medaktik. We won't mess up the count. But the other problem is, and this is what the Magen Avraham points out in Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, that if you start from Rosh Chodesh Elul, Aleph Elul to Yom Kippur, it is 39 days. You're never going to get 40 anyway, because Elul is always chaser. Elul is chaser, it's 29. So you have 29 days of Elul and 10 days of Tishrei. It's a mistake anyway. So the Magen Avraham quotes that there is a minhag in some shuls, I've never seen this, but in some shuls, to start blowing shofar the first day of Rosh Chodesh Elul, which is the last day of Av. Lamed Av, you already start blowing shofar. So generally, it's not the minhag. The minhag is to start with Aleph Elul. But that is what the Magen Avraham quotes as a custom. The Levush says, maybe, maybe that year they had a 30-day Elul. Maybe that year they had a 30-day Elul, and we, as a Zikaron, we also start on Aleph Elul. But again, this is a big discussion. Rav Moshe writes in the Teshuva that if you're starting a new shul, a new minhag, he says, just do what the Rova, whatever you do is fine, but the minhag of Klal Yisrael also start on Aleph Elul. But either way, that's based on the idea that Elul is always chaser, so that's why you have this problem with when you're supposed to blow shofar. Either way, that's the minhag Yisrael. So we don't do it correctly at the beginning. We don't do it correctly at the end. We miss a day at the beginning, and we miss 10 days at the end. But either way, that's the minhag of Klal Yisrael. Okay, Vayter says the Gemara. So when did the tekufas fall out? It's either the entire Chol HaMoed or at least one day Chol HaMoed. So my kasavri. So what do these opinions hold? E kasavri yom tekufa gomer, the day that the previous tekufa finishes and the next tekufa begins. We know it's not a day. Every tekufa is 91 plus. 91 days plus. Times 4 equals the solar year. So 91 with a little bit extra. So whatever day that falls out on, what do you count that day as? The day that it finishes. So, my kasavri, I kasavri yom tekufa gomer. If you say the day of the tekufa really belongs, the day of the switch really belongs to the previous. So, belav hachinami, lo lamanda amar kule chagika, belo lamanda amar mixas chagika. You still need an extra day. Even if you want to say, right, you want to say the tekufa starts on the 17th or on the 22nd, respectively, you're still one day short. If you say that the day that the kufa starts, meaning the day that the switch occurs, right, so then if it's Yom Tekufa Gomer, then you're still short a day. So Gemara says, you're right. Elok Sarva Yom Tekufa Maskel. Both of these opinions must hold that the day of the tekufa that we're talking about is the first day of the next tekufa, no problem. So therefore, as long as tekufas Tishrei falls out on the 17th and the 22nd, so that's okay. That's good enough. That's Rabbi Yehuda and that's Rabbi Yossi. Period. So, basically, now we have a question. First of all, Yom Tekufa Gomer Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Omer Yom Tekufa Maskel. That's a nice little short question. It's a steer in Rabbi Yehuda. We just said that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi hold Yom Tekufa Maskel. The day of the Tekufa is the first day of the next Tekufa. We have Beferish. Rabbi Yehuda holds Yom Tekufa Gomer. So we have a contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda. The O Tanya, and also we have a Brisa that says there are five other opinions. Wonderful. That was the opinion we had before in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Here we have it as the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, here Rabbi Yehuda has a different opinion. So we're going to have a Rabbi Yehuda of the Brisa and Rabbi Yehuda of Shmuel. Shmuel quoted Rabbi Yehuda, but this is a different Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shtei Yados Bachodesh. You know what the measurement is? Two hands, Vakama. How many fingers you have on your hand? Notice the 20th. Why is this? The Gemara will talk about each one. But let's just list off the opinions first. It's the 20th. The 20th day is what you need. You could already foreshadow. What is this shita hold? It's just like the 21st one, but they hold Yom Tkufa Gomer. That's why you need an extra day in order to get a day of Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, a little more, a little different focus. Mechashvin Shisha Asar Lefnei HaPesach Ma'abrin. Rabbi Yossi says, go 6 months earlier. If the Tekufa of Teves, Teves Shvan Adar, if the Tekufa of Teves falls on the 16 days, Shisha Asar Lefnei Pesach, on the 16th day in Nisan, then you have to be Ma'aber, because it's too late. Tekufas Nisan fell out too late. Shisha, why? Because Rashi just says, it's not hard, you just do the math. If it falls out this day of Nisan, then if you calculate what it's going to fall out 6 months later in Tishrei, it's going to fall out on the 22nd, it's going to be too late. Shisha Asar Lefnei Achag in Ma'abrin. But if it falls out Shisha Asar Lefnei Achag, then you are not Ma'aber, because then if you do the math, Tishrei will fall out on the 17th. No problem, fall out on the 17th, like the first opinion. What's the difference between this opinion and the first opinion? We'll have to see. The Gemara will talk about it. Rib Shimon Omer, Av Shisha Asar Lefnei Achag Ma'abrin. Even if it falls out on the 6th, Shisha Asar before Sukkis, you're also Ma'aber. Again, we'll talk about why. Right? Why is that? That's the first day of Chol HaMoed. So why should that be a problem? Why should you have to be Ma'aber? Acherim Omrim, Mi'uto. Acherim say the miut. What does that mean? V'kama miuto arba asar yom. What does that mean? 14 days. We have no idea what acherim means. We'll have to wait till Amid Beis. Anyway, question mark. We have a steer in Rebbe Yehuda. Kasha, we don't answer the question. We don't answer the question, and we leave it as at that. Let's now remind me to come back to the Yad Ramah on this line. But first, let's try to get through the Gemara, all of the different opinions. Okay, and then we'll come back to a Yad Ramah on this word Kasha. So Amar, let's talk about these opinions. So we don't answer the Stira. So what we're going to do now is to try to figure out just what's the Svara of each opinion. Just what the Svara is. Amar. So here we go. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shtei Yados Bachodesh Esrim Yom. Rabbi Yehuda says, what is the cutoff day? Day 20. Rabbi Yossi Omer, so day 20, so that we know what's the svar for that. That's just like the opinion that would say 21, right? That's the opinion we had on the first line here. If you have the tkufa that switches on the 21st day, why is that? Why is that the cutoff? Because you need one day of Chol HaMoed. The last day of Chol HaMoed is day 21. So if you say day 20, what does that mean? It must be that you need an extra day. Why do you need an extra day? Because if you hold Yom Tkufa Gomer, you need an extra day. If you say the day of transition is thrown with the previous tkufa, that you need an extra day. So that's this sheet of 20. Fine. But what about this other one? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Machashvin, Shisha Asar Yom Lefnei HaPesach Ma'abrin, Haina Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says, 16 days, if it falls on the 16th of Nisan, you have to be Ma'aber. If the Tkufas Teves falls on the 16th day of Nisan, you have to be Ma'aber. If you do the math, the reason this is a problem is because 6 months later, Rashi explains, 6 months later it's going to fall on the 21st of Tishrei. So says the Gemara, Hayna Rabbi Yehuda, it's the same as actually this Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa. Same opinion. So the Gemara says, Yom Tkufa Gomer, Yom Tkufa Maskelik Benayo. No, the difference is that one day. The one day is whether the Yom Tkufa, the transition day, goes with the previous Tkufa or the next Tkufa. Okay, that's the first two opinions. Next, Omar Mar. So continuing, what did Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi says, if it falls 16 days before Pesach, you're Ma'aber. But Shisha Asar Lefnei Chag ain't Ma'abrin. But if it falls 16 days before the Chag, you're not Ma'aber. Meaning if it falls out on the 20th or the 21st day of Tishrei, you're not Ma'aber. El Rabbi Yossi, Shisha Asar Lefnei Chag Udalo, Hashivsar V'timinisar Ma'abrin. What do you mean? What if it falls out even earlier? Only on the 21st, you're not Ma'aber? What about the 17th, the 18th? V'yama Shisha Asar Lefnei Pesach in Batzer Lo. So what Rabbi Yossi should say, an even bigger, is even the earlier days, you're not Ma'aber. So the Gemara says, you're right, lo, idi Ma'abrin, you're right. Rabbi Yossi would say, you only need one day of Chol HaMoed. So if it falls out on the earlier days of Sukkot, the earlier days of Sukkot is also okay. Why did he say 16 in the Braisa? V'aydi, the Tana Reisha, Shisha Asal, Fnei HaPesach, Tana Nami Shisha Asal, Fnei HaChag. Just to be parallel, he talks about the number 16. The number 16 in Nisan falls out 21st of Tishrei. That's why you have to say 16 in Nisan. Why do you say 16 in Sukkot? Doesn't have to be the 16th in Tishrei. Just to be parallel, use the number 16. Okay, that is just in terms of the language of Rabbi Yossi. Next, Reb Shimon Omer, Af Shisha Asof Ve'achag Ma'abrin. Even if it falls out on the Tkufas Tishrei. Tkufas Teves and Tishrei, right? That switch. If it falls out on the 16th day of Sukkot, you are ma'aber. Hainu Tanakama. That's the same exact thing as the first opinion. He also said day 16. Same thing as we said. He can be na yom tekufa maskal, yom tekufa gomer, v'lom. The difference is whether that transition day counts to the previous kufa or the later one. V'lom asaimi. And we're not sure exactly who says what. That must be the difference between them, but we're not sure who says what. Okay, period. Last shita. Acherim omrim. If you never saw this before, it sounds complicated, but if you have a calendar in front of you, it's just looking at the calendar. Somebody, do you need, the ikar is, you need one day chalamoid in the new tkufa of Tishrei? Do you need all the days of chalamoid in the new tkufa of Tishrei? And what, the transition day of the tkufa, does it go with the previous or the later one? That's it. If you have it, Rashi works out all the calendar. Acherim omrim, last one, mi'uto. This is the other one we still have to explain. Acherim say miut. V'kame miuto arba asar yom. What does that mean? Ma'ika savri. The 14th day. Well, let's say what it means, the 14th day of Tishrei. That is Erev Yontif. So what's the problem? So ika savri yom tkufa gomer v'kule chag be'inan ha'ika. Even if you say the most extreme shita, yom tkufa is gomer. The day of transition goes with the previous. And you need the entire chag, you have it. You have everything you need. So what? Why would you have to be ma'aber? So Amar Hashol Barav Yitzchak, you're right. Acherim b'tkufas Nisan kaimi. I'm sorry. Let me take that back. That's going to be the next answer. First answer is, Acherim are referring to tkufas Nisan. Right? Nisan, dechsiv, shamor es chodesh ha'aviv. Guard the month of Aviv. Make sure Pesach is in Aviv. Shamor Aviv shel tkufa sheyehei b'chodesh Nisan. Guard the Aviv of the tkufa. When does the tkufa fall out? It should be in Chodesh Nisan. What does that mean? Rashi explains that he holds the darshan from this pasuk of Shamar's Chodesh Aviv, that tkufas Nisan has to fall in the first half of Nisan, as the moon is getting bigger. That's how he darshans this pasuk. Shamar is Chodesh from the word Chiddush, like the moon is getting bigger. Chiddush Aviv. Right, so tkufas Nisan has to fall in the first half of Nisan. That's why he needs day 14, because the 15th is already too late. The moon's that's the middle. It's already after the Moed, and therefore it's no good. So that's how he dash. That's what Acherim are talking about. It's talking about tkufas Nisan. So that says the Gemara. V'labir la'adar. So why don't you just add on one day to Adar? Add on one day to Adar. You have to add Nisan is your one day. You're missing one day by Pesach, so add on one day to Adar. What did Rashi say before was the problem? Are you going to mess up Lo Adu Rosh? We'll figure it out by the time Tishrei comes in 6 months from now. We'll add on a month here. We'll add on a month there. We'll take away a month. Add on a day. Add a day. So why don't you just add on a day to Adar? It's much simpler than adding on a whole month. So Amar of Acha Bar Yaakov. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says you're right. Ein Hachinami. That would be a good answer. So forget that answer. Let's go back to you can't say that answer in a vacuum, because why wouldn't you just add on an extra day? So the Gemara says we have to deepen our understanding. Amar Rav Yaakov Tana Milamala Lamata Kachashet. This is building on the previous answer, but you have to add on. The Tana should be formulated as Milamala Lamata. What does that mean? V'hachi Kamar. Ad mi'uto ma'abrin. Until you get to the 14th, you're ma'aber. Go from 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17 of Nisan. Meaning, if it falls out on the 15th or the 16th or the 17th, then you have to be ma'aber, because you can't add on one day to Adar. It's not good enough. V'kama mi'uto arba asar yom. Up until the 14th. What does the word mi'uto mean? It means, if it falls on the 14th, good. Just add on a day to Adar. Exactly. Meaning, in Achinami, the answer is. So, period. So answer number one, pshat number one of Acherim is. What does Acherim mean? Acherim is really talking about Tkufas Nisan. Tkufas Nisan has to fall in the first half of Nisan, as the moon is getting bigger. We darshan that from the pasuk Shamaris Chodesh Aviv. And, why don't we add on a day to Adar? We would add on a day to Adar. We would. If it's only one day off, we'd add on a day to Adar. What does it mean? The language of Acherim was miuto. That's what he said is miuto. Miuto means up until miut, then we're ma'abir. You have to add on another month. But if it's just the miut, the 14th, then you would not add on. That is shot number one of Acherim. Ravina Amar, no. Le'olam Acherim b'tishrei kaimi. Really, Acherim is in Tishrei. V'ksavi Acherim kule chag be'inon v'yantif rishon. Ravina says, no, Acherim hold differently. You don't only need chalamoed. You even need the first day. Chag Asif! Chag Asif. Said the Gemara, wait a minute, Yontif Rishon Chag Asif Ksiv? Can you gather on the first day? So the answer is yeah. Ha Chag Abob is Man Asifa. How we usually understand it, even the first day is Chag Asif. You can actually do Asifa, but it's still called Chag Asif. So therefore, that's what Acherim hold, that you need the entire Chag Bizman, the new Tkufa. Period. Okay, so that is what we did. We just focused on each of the days of the each of the deos of the Brisa, when they fall out, what do they hold about the different Tkufos. Okay, one or two points about this Gemara before we move on. Number one is the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah, earlier, when we asked the Stira, we said the Stira and Rabbi Yudas, we answered Kasha. Says Yad Ramah, why don't we say Tiufta? Why don't we say Tiufta? It's a pretty strong question. Kasha usually is the softer lashon up. It's a problem, but we could find some answer. Why don't you say Tiufta here? It's a very strong question. So, says the Yad Ramah, v'lo yadinan, my time alo asigna b'tiyufta. Right, I don't know why we don't answer with tiyufta. He says, unless you say, ela mishum di'ika lememar rav tanahu u palig. Unless you say it's because rav is a tana, and therefore you're allowed to, he's allowed to argue. Where's rav? Where do we have rav here? So the first brisa is Shmuel. First brisa is Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So he had a girsa of Rav. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Right? So he says Rav Tana Upalik. Shmuel is a similar time period a little bit, but he had the girsa of Rav Tana Upalik, and therefore he says that maybe that's why the Gemara doesn't say it's such a big question, because Rav's allowed to argue. Rav's allowed to argue. What, other Tanam are not allowed to argue? Other Amoram are not allowed to argue? This is the sugya that we've discussed a number of times, just for 2 minutes. Not going to quote everything, but it's Rav Tanu Palak. Rav says it. We have to mention it here. The Rama, the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim, discusses that a later Bezdin theoretically is allowed to argue on an earlier Bezdin. That's the Rama writes in Hilchas Mamrim. Bezdin Agogo Shadarshu Bachas Ben Amidos Kfima Shanira Beinayam Shadin Kach Vadanu Din. And a later Bezdin gets up and wants to argue. Hareza Soser Vidon Kfima Shayira Beinav. A later Bezdin has the power to argue. Ask the Kesef Mishnah there, Mamrim, Beis Aleph. So why can the Amoram argue on Tanaim? If a later Bezdin is allowed to argue on an earlier Bezdin, why can the later Amoram argue? So the Kesef Mishnah seems to say, Mi Ikra Din, they're allowed to. They just accepted not to. The Efshar, Lomar, Shemiyom Chasimas HaMishnah, Kibu V'Kiblu, Shedoros Achronim, Lo Yachloko Al Rishonim. They wouldn't. Not that they couldn't, but they wouldn't. V'cheinasu gam b'chazimas ha-Talmud. Shemiyom she-nechtam lo nitam rishus l'shum adam l'achlok alav. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says, and that's what Reb Chaim says. Reb Chaim quoted at the end of Baba Basra, in the Kovet Shiurim, he says, Me'ikir hadin be'emes gam ha-mora yish b'kocho l'achlok al-tana. Aye, what do you ask, Tuftas? Because generally they wouldn't. So we assume if they knew this Mishnah, they knew this price, and they wouldn't argue. But me'ikir hadin, they could. Maybe then they could. So what does Rav Tanu Palig mean? So you have to say he would. Not only that he could, but that he would, because he was in the status of Tanam. Rova Poskim, Rova Farshim do not accept this. They assume that an Amora is not allowed to argue on a Tana. It's a different league of Posek, just like anyone after the Gemara is not allowed to argue on the Gemara. Like the Gemara says in Bab Metzia, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Ravina V'Ravashi Sof Hora'ah, and therefore they're not allowed to argue on the earlier, right? They say this is alluded to in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Avodah Zarah, where the Gemara says that the world is going to be 6,000 years long, 2,000, 2,000, 2,000, the first 2,000 years are Tohu, next 2,000 are Torah, and the last 2,000 are Yemos HaMashiach. So you ask the Mefarshim, what was at the border? What was that? The year 2,000. So what happened then? That was Torah. So what did anything happen in history at that moment that we got the Torah? So that was when Avram was born in the year 1948. In the Hebrew years. And so when he was 52 years old, which according to some opinions was when he discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was the year 2000. That's the year 2000. The years of Torah started when Avram discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what about the year 4000? When Torah switched to Yemos HaMashiach, what happened then? What Torah finished? So Rashi and Sanhedrin said, no, it just means we also have Yemos HaMashiach. Obviously there's still Torah here, but says the Chazon Ish and says the Marsha on that Gemara. The year 4000 is about the year that Rebbe compiled the Mishnah. the year 4000, a couple of years, right, after 150 years or so after the Churban HaBayis. So that's what it means. The Mishnah was completed, Torah finished in a sense. Certain Yesodos were laid down, and everything afterwards is application. That's how the Chazon Ish formulates it. Everything the Gemara did is taking the Yesodos from the Mishnah and applying it to new situations. So, in a sense, that Torah, if you say that, then that's a separate league of halacha, a separate league of history, and therefore, one cannot argue on that time period. Okay, there's a little bit about Rav Tana Upali. The Rishonim here... Sorry? Rabbi Hanano also has Rav. Okay, Rabbi Hanano also has Rav, Rabbi Yudama Rav. So, according to our Gersa, though, we're still stuck. Right? Why doesn't it say Tiyufta? And why does it say Kasha and not Tiyufta? There is a question in there. We've shown them also here. Why aren't we worried about any of this Bisman Hazeh? All the Tkufis and the Chagim. We showed him 500 years ago, say, many times we have Sukkis totally falling out in Tkufas Tammuz. And sometimes you have Pesach not falling out in Tkufas Nisan. Why aren't we worried about that Bisman Hazeh? Says the Tosfos Arash here, because we're not bekeen in any of the simanim that we mentioned. Any of the simanim. The haidelo chayshi ha'idna lolo mixas achag lolo kulei chag ve'ema abrin afilu im tipa al tkufa achar achag yishlo mishim de'ema abrin al tkufa levada. You know, you need the other simanim. You need Peres ha'ilon, you need Aviv, and we don't know any of these simanim today, and therefore Chazawar Misakein years ago, just the schedule, and... We don't change the schedule that we have from Hillel HaZaken many, many years ago. That's the Tosfos Arash. The Yad Ramah says that maybe according to the Tkufas that we know, Tkufas Shmuel doesn't fall out. But according to Tkufas Rav Ada, it falls out okay. What is that? If you remember, there was some controversy by Berachas HaChama. Berachas HaChama, some were saying, oh, it's not the real Tkufas, not the real Berachas HaChama anyway. It's not when the sun was created. What does that mean? But because some said there are two different ways of calculations in the Gemara. What's called Tkufas Shmuel and Tkufas Rav Ada. So some say we should go by Rav Ada. The Yad Ramah says Rav Ada is more correct, or Shmuel is the more mefursim one. So that's what we go by. We go by the more mefursim one. But either way, that is, maybe he says, according to we have the other Tkufa always correct, even though we don't have the Tkufas Shmuel correct. That's his suggestion. Okay, let's continue, and if we have time, we'll say over Rav Yaakov. We'll see. Says the Gemara, Smicha Zakenim. Smicha Zakenim, so back to the Mishnah. Smicha Zakenim, if you remember, we said on Dav Beis, Smicha Zakenim needs three. What is Smicha Zakenim? We quoted then a Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi says it means the Zakenim of the Sanhedrin putting their hands on the Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur, while the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis said that it means the giving Smicha to elders. So we said then that the Gemara here is Mefurish like Rashi. Mefurish like Rashi. Let's see. Tanur Rabbanan. Visamchu. Let's talk about Paral Nova Shal Sibur. Mefurish like Rashi. So the Rama must be saying both, not just. So Tanur Rabbanan. Visamchu. Ziknei. The Zakenim will put their hands on the Paral Nova Shal Sibur. Meaning when most of the Klal Yisrael sinned because of the incorrect psak. Yachol. So Visamchu Ziknei. So Yachol Ziknei Hashuk. You might think Ziknei here means just the Kenim of the Shuk, not part of the Bezdin, not part of the Sanhedrin. Tamalomar Eda, it says Zikle Ho Eda. E Eda, Yachuk Tani Eda. You might think it means Zikanim from a Bezdin of 23. Tamalomar Ha Eda, Miuchadin Shabe Eda. So, now we figured out which type of judges you need from the Sanhedrin Agadol. Vekamahein, and how many of them do you need? Vesamchu Shnayim, Zikne Shnayim, Vein Bezdin Shakol, Mosif and Alein Odechad, Harikan Chamisha, Div Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says you need five. You need five for Smicha Zakenim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Ziknei Shnayim, Vein Bezin Shlachol, Mosivin Elein Odechad, Harikach Losho, you need just three. Two plus not being odd, you need three. Rabbi Shimon, Oksiv Esamchu, what does Rabbi Shimon use the Samchu for? Homi Vayle, Legufe, that's to tell you the Iker Din. You got to put their hands on the animal. You don't use that for a number like we had earlier. Ein Darshan Trilos, Mi Vayle, Legufe, same kind of idea. Rabbi Yehuda, Legufe, Lo Tzarech. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't need it to tell you the Iker Din. Why? De'im Kain, De'lo Asi, V'samchu, L'drasha, if V'samchu is not meant for a drasha, Lichtov, Ziknei Ha'eda, Yedem Olo Shafar. The elders, their hands are on the animal. We don't understand what they have to put their hands on the animal. So that's they don't need that to tell you the Guf Adin. For Reb Shimon, no, Iksev Hachi, if you wouldn't have had the word, V'samchu, Havamina Mai Al, B'samuch. Sometimes you find in the Torah that the word al means next to, not directly on. So therefore, I need the word v'samchu. For Rabbi Yehuda, no. Gomar Rosh Rosh Me'ola. We would learn from the carbon ola, it says al. And you don't have to put your hands on the carbon ola, actually. So do here. Reb Shimon lo gomar Rosh Rosh Me'ola. Reb Shimon wouldn't darshan it. As we know, gzeres shavis are mesoris from the Rebbeim. You know, everybody agrees you're not allowed to darshan a gzeres shavah by yourself. Kal v'chomer you can darshan by yourself. Gzeres shavah you can't. Everything else in the middle is machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Sukkot Aflamad Alf. But gzeres shavah everybody agrees that you have to have a mesoris. Here, there's a machlokas. One Rebbe had the mesorah and one Rebbe didn't have the mesorah. Period. Tana, smicha, v'smicha zakenim begimol. We have a brisa. Smicha, and smicha zakenim is with three. My smichu, my smicha zakenim. What do those two phrases mean? What is each one? So, smicha, Omer Yochanan. So smicha zakenim means what we, let's go with Rashi's pshat. Smicha zakenim means the par halon davar, what we had in the Mishnah. What does smicha mean? Amar Reb Yochanan, mismach savi. Right, it means giving what we call smicha. Making a Rebbe into a samuch. So Amar Reb Yochanan, Reb Yosef, mismach savi b'shloshim inolan. How do you know that he's three? Because it says that Moshe Rabbeinu put his hand on Yehoshua. So it should be, one should be enough. It's just Moshe. And if you say, really, Moshe was in the place of the Sanhedrin HaGadol, 71, so you should need 71, Kasha. So, Kasha. So, we don't know what the source is, but that's what the Braisa says. The Braisa says, we need three. There's a problem with the Psak of the Rambam. The Rambam, when he quotes this Gemara, you know, what should he paskin? What should he paskin based on this Gemara? But the Braisa says three. So the Rambam says three, but one has to be a samach. One has to be a samach. The question is, where does the Rambam get that from? The Rambam says here in Dalet Gimel, Ve'ein somten smicha zu shehi minoi tzadikim l'dayonis, ela b'shlosha, v'hu shehi echad meyem samach b'pi acherim. So the Kesav Mishnah and the Radvaz, where does the Rambam get this from? The Gemara says three, we don't even know where, so at least, the least is three hediotos. So, v'sober Rabbeinu says the Kesav Mishnah, the kiva da sikna b'kushya, upshita delo b'inan ayin aleph, you don't need 71, v'yem kein b'chad sagi, v'litzchuyei debreisa d'minan shlosha i'afshar. You can't push off the brisa and just say you need one. We don't know what the source is, but you just need three. So yesh lanu lomar, so we should say, t'chitani b'brisa shlosha, la v'kulu smuchan askinan, d'im king kash l'davaya, elachat samach sagi. That's how the Rambam has to read the Gemara. He's got to say it's three plus one. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was a samach of some kind. Well, you need a samach to make a samach, right? Maybe you need a samach to make a samach. So that is the Rambam. Amar le Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Lo Rav Ashi, b'yad ha'mamish samchin amrei. You actually put your hands on the rabbi and say, you now have smicha? You actually put your hands on the head? Amar le no, samchin le b'shma. No, just give him smicha by name. Why? Kari Lake, Rebbe, you call him Rebbe? V'yavi le reshus alamei de dine knasas. You are Rebbe, and now you have reshus to be done dine knasas. That is what he says. I guess tomorrow we'll start. There are two very important issues that come up right here. Number one is Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful piece that here the Gemara suggested that Moshe Rabbeinu was b'makom shivim ve'echad. But if you remember back in the Mishnah on Daf Beis, right? Moshe maybe is Moshe al gabehen. Moshe is one on top of the 70. That's the source for the bezin of 71. See, is Moshe 71? Is Moshe one? Which is it? Maybe Moshe has two tafkidim. Maybe Moshe two tafkidim, so that measure we'll start with tomorrow. And we'll start with the discussion on this Gemara about the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos here. Great Rambam about the Chiddush HaSmicha. The controversy we mentioned a couple of days ago about the Rambam, the Chachmei Tzfat that wanted to be Mechadish the Smicha in the 1500s because they wanted to help the Maranos do tshuva because of what they were doing, they converted, so they wanted to start the Smicha. So it's based on the Rambam right here in the Pirush Mishnayos about Smicha Sezakenim. Okay, we'll have to start with that and then we'll get to some other items all about Smicha tomorrow. Good entire Esther to all.